Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. There was a 4.7 magnitude earthquake near Anchorage this morning. The 7:02 a.m. shaker centered 12 miles northwest of the city was the largest of hundreds of aftershocks registered by the Alaska Earthquake Center since Friday's 7.0 quake, and strong aftershocks rocked Anchorage. Houston's middle school will likely be closed for the rest of the school year because of extensive damage from Friday's earthquake. Alaska Public Media reports that most other Matsu District schools will resume classes by Thursday, and Superintendent Monica Goyette says there's a tentative plan for accommodating displaced students.
Our best plan right now is to try and relocate portables and allow them to integrate in Houston High School so we can keep the school communities together.
Goyette says 7 schools reopened yesterday and more schools should reopen by Thursday, but she says it's unknown whether classes will resume at 5 sites, including Houston High School. Repairs to Alaska railroad infrastructure damaged by Friday's earthquake are progressing, and operations are returning to normal. An Alaska Railroad post says freight service south of Anchorage has resumed and was expected to do so on the main line to Fairbanks last night. Railroad spokesman Tim Sullivan lists 6 areas north of Anchorage suffered varying degrees of damage, including some where ground crumbled from the edge of the tracks.
Others where it just dropped out from underneath the tracks, and some amazing situations where the track, the ties, and the ground were all frozen together, but the ground underneath it dropped out, so it was just sort of hanging there and sloughing down a couple of feet.
Sullivan says the railroad's operations center in Anchorage was also damaged.
What we call our AOC is where our dispatch is located. It got shook up pretty well. We also had some water pipes that burst, had flooding on the second and first floors. It was in some pretty bad shape. We lost power.
Although all repairs won't be complete for a while, Sullivan says essential fixes are happening quickly. He says the reservation and ticketing department has reopened, and dispatch is expected to be back in its normal location by week's end. Passenger trains are scheduled to begin running out of Anchorage again Thursday. There is a new person in charge of the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. Coast Alaska reports that Governor Dunleavy has tapped Doug Vincent Lang to be interim head of the department. Vincent Lang is a former state fisheries biologist who rose to be the state's environmental species coordinator during the Parnell administration. Vincent Lang will serve as acting commissioner. The Board of Fisheries and Board of Game will nominate candidates for a permanent appointment during its joint meeting in March. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or KUAC.org. I'm Erin McGrory.